بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various ayat of the Quran has reminded us of the true nature of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cautioned us against becoming intoxicated with wealth and worldly possessions. While many a times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us by taking something away from us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken of this in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah says that Allah will certainly test you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you to trial by allowing you to experience fear. Many a times we are fearful of coming out of our homes, fearful of becoming a victim of crime, fearful of being attacked by an enemy or by a criminal. This is a test from Allah. Khawf. Allah speaks of it in the Quran. Allah says Allah will test you with fear. Waljoo', some Allah tests them with hunger and starvation. They are in a state of need and want. Allah tests us with a loss of wealth and investments. Allah tests us with loss of life. We lose somebody close to us, somebody beloved to us. These are all tests from Allah. Allah says, give glad tidings to those who are sabireen, those patient ones who restrain themselves and who restrain their emotions at the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes something away from them. While this is a test from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tests us by giving us things. Sometimes Allah blesses us with things. This is also a test from Allah. Allah blesses us with a child. Allah blesses us with wealth. Allah blesses us with good health. Allah blesses us with a skill, with knowledge, with different type of gifts and bounties from Himself. Many a times we forget that these are also tests and trials from Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that one of the greatest tests for my ummah is the test of wealth, the test of affluence. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a certain individual by the name of Qarun, who was from the community and the people of Musa alayhi salam, an extremely wealthy individual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with abundance of wealth, abundance of treasures that he had enjoyed. But he had forgotten that caution that comes along with the bounty. Every bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, with that comes a caution. There's a caution that comes with that bounty. Even the religiosity that we experience, even the spiritual progress that we make, that is also indeed a great bounty. But that also comes with a warning. It comes with a caution. Wealth also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cautioned us against the harms of wealth, while it is a great ni'mah and bounty from Allah. This individual Qarun, he neglected, became unmindful and forgot about the caution that comes with wealth. And he only saw this wealth as a means of transgressing and a means of exceeding the limits set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suratul Qasas, ayah number 76, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences the ruku', Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qarun, he was from amongst the people of Musa. He was from the fraternity of Musa alayhi salam. In fact, Qarun was not an individual person. He was not an an ordinary person from the people of Musa alayhi salam. Number one, he had a direct relationship with Musa alayhi salam. Musa's father was Imran. The father of Musa, Imran, and the father of Qarun were brothers. So he was the first cousin of Musa alayhi salam. He was the direct paternal cousin of one of the greatest Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Then he was known as Al-Munawwir. Al-Munawwir, why? Because he had recited the Torah with the most melodious and beautiful voice. According to some Mufassirin, he was one of the very, very few individuals who had committed the entire Torah to memory. And subhanAllah, from this we understand the maqam and the status of a hafidhul Qur'an. We find in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Uzair alayhi salam. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ ابْنُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Yahud, the Jews, they claimed that Uzair was the son of Allah. One of the reasons why they claimed he was the son of Allah was because he committed the Torah to memory. It was such an achievement, such an accomplishment for a person to commit a divine scripture to memory, that because of this great achievement, they said he can only be the son of Allah. How many huffaz we have amongst us, subhanAllah. Can you imagine the status of the hafiz of the Quran? If the Jews claimed that he was a son of God because he was given the ability to commit the entire Torah to memory. Qarun was amongst that type of individuals. And it is also said in the books of tafsir, that Musa alayhi salam, once when he went to meet Allah, when he had this special intimate meeting and conversation with Allah, he took along with him 70 of the best individuals from amongst his community, the most pious, the most religious amongst them, and Qarun was selected as one of those individuals. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him by giving him wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبَغَىٰ عَلَيْهِمْ. He was from the community and the people of Musa, but he rebelled against them. بَغَىٰ. بَغَىٰ has several meanings. One meaning of بَغَىٰ is he rebelled against them by treating them with cruelty. Allah had blessed him with so much, but he was cruel towards his people. He felt that he has now this position of authority over them because of what he had enjoyed over everyone else in terms of material gain. Hence, he felt he could oppress them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he then treated them with tyranny, oppression and injustice, and he was cruel towards the people of Musa alayhi salam. What led to this level of cruelty and transgression? Allah says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ. Allah says, we had given him Ata, Ata. Allah says, we gave him, we conferred upon him minal kunuz, treasures, wealth and wealth and treasures of wealth. Kunuz comes in the books of tafsir. Allah allowed him to locate the treasures of Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam was the king of Egypt. The latter part of his life, he assumed the position of the king. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with abundant wealth and treasures. Qarun, this individual, he managed to access those treasures. Allah allowed him to access it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave him the kunuz, the treasures of the land. And the moment he had access to this wealth and all these treasures, he then began treating people with cruelty. And he started despising people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Musa alayhi salam the leader of Banu Israel. He was awarded this position. Allah awarded him and his brother Harun leadership. Qarun, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him, one is with knowledge, abundant knowledge, he had the knowledge of the Torah. Along with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with worldly gifts and worldly achievements and the material things of this world. He went up to Musa alayhi salam and he says, listen, I am your first cousin, allow me to enjoy leadership as well. Appoint me as a leader amongst the Banu Israel. Musa alayhi salam says, this is a decree of Allah. Allah decides who will be the leader, who will not be awarded leadership. So that is what led to him harboring jealousy against Musa alayhi salam. And he became a munafiq, he became a hypocrite. It comes in the books of tafsir that nafaqah, this wealth and this bounty that Allah had blessed him with, caused him to rebel against his people and become a hypocrite. Allah describes the kunuz. Allah describes the wealth and the treasures that he was blessed with. Amazing description. Allah says, "Inna mafatihahu." His treasures were so large And his treasures were so abundant that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go into the description of the treasures. Allah only describes for us the keys that were carried in order to open up the treasures and the vaults and the different rooms and apartments that he had these treasures stored in. Just the keys. Allah says, "Inna mafatihahu," the keys of the treasures, the keys that he had with him, "latanu'u bil usbati ulil quwwah." The keys to the treasures were so many that a huge group of men, strong men, would find it difficult to carry the keys to his treasures. And the key is the lightest thing. The key to the safe, or the key to the treasure box, or where the treasure is held, that ought to be something you put in your pocket. You have boxes, and it says for every key he had a vault. A large and huge vault filled with treasures. That is how much treasure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed this individual with. So he says, وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَأْنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ لَتَأْنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ The expression is so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the men would carry the keys to his treasures, it would cause them to bend over. When something is very heavy, and you can't really lift it up, you are forced to bend over and walk with it. That is how these strong men who carry the treasures, the keys to the treasures of Qarun. His people advised him, advises that you and I can learn from. When we have wealth or we have any ni'mah, bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with, what are the guidelines? So his people and the people of the community, when they looked at Qarun, every time a vault was opened, it was a spectacle. People would marvel at this. And as they are opening the doors to that vault, or the doors to their treasures, his face would light up with jubilation and excitement, just looking at that wealth, looking at those figures, lit up his face and brought a whole lot of joy to his face. So his people said to him, "La tafrah, inna Allah la yuhibbu al-farihin." Listen, don't become so excited. La tafrah, farh. Farh means to become happy. Happiness that's experienced when a desire is satisfied. That is farh. So his people said to him, don't express such don't become so exultant and jubilant, overexcited. لا تفرح. إن الله لا يحب الفريحين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who, when they see their wealth and they see their worldly achievements and they see how much they have earned and how much they possess, they become extremely overexcited over what Allah has given them. Don't do that. Now there's two meanings of farah. Or there's two happiness. The one happiness is criticized, as we find over here. The second form of happiness is commendable, and it is in fact praiseworthy. The one form of happiness is the happiness that comes into the heart, and it creates within a person a sense of humility. It creates within a person a sense of appreciation. That is praiseworthy, that is commendable. That when you see something and it brings happiness and joy to you, you express your happiness by praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That type of happiness is commendable, and that is the type of happiness we should not only allow to, but we should express whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors us with a ni'mah and a bounty. The second form of happiness is the happiness that creates arrogance and pride within the heart. That's a second type of happiness. That is also referred to as farah. So this is the happiness that he had expressed. This happiness created within him a sense of arrogance, a sense of haughtiness, a sense of pride. So they advised him, do not do this. Do not show this level of jubilation, excitement whenever you see your wealth. That's the first advice. That's the first thing you and I learn. That become happy, it's fine. Allah has blessed you with certain knowledge. Allah has blessed you with a skill. Allah has blessed you with wealth. Allah has blessed you with a good home. Allah has blessed you with a comfortable life. Rejoice. Become happy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبْ. Allah becomes happy. Allah becomes happy to see a servant displaying the favor that Allah has blessed him with. Allah has blessed you with a favor. Allah has blessed you with a certain bounty. Allah loves to see you displaying it, to exhibit it, to show it, but not allowing it to create within you a sense of superiority over the one who doesn't have it. Sometimes a motor vehicle can just change a person's whole attitude. Just one motor vehicle. And already a person, there's now a swag in the way he treats others, or in the way he looks at other road users, or what now he expects, the privileges he now expects when he's on the road because of the type of vehicle that he drives. Allah says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah loves you to use it, Allah wants you to see you with it, but do not allow that happiness to create within you a sense of superiority over the next person. So that's the first advice his people had offered him. La tafrah. Don't go about boasting. Allah has given it to you. There's no need for you to paste it all over social media and share images of it with the entire world out over there. There are people who do not have it. There are people who would love to have it. And all a person is doing is attracting the eye of envy and jealousy to oneself. Inna Allah la yuhibbul farihin. The second advice. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Your priority. When Allah has blessed you with so much of wealth, and Allah has given you this ni'mah and bounty, priority, they said, listen, through this, seek betterment of your akhirah. That should be priority. Allah has blessed me with this ni'mah and this bounty and this favor. Through it, priority, my number one objective is how can I improve and better my life of akhirah through this ni'mah. That was the advice. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ. Allah has given you that knowledge, that skill, that bounty, that health, that wealth. Through it, number one, how can I use this for the betterment of my akhirah? Priority. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And they advised him, don't forget about your share. They said, we are not telling you to give it all away and to spend every dime and every cent in the way of Allah only for your akhirah and for the betterment of your akhirah. Don't neglect yourself. Don't neglect your needs. Attend to your needs. Attend to your comfort as well. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. You also have needs. You also have worldly ambitions and so forth. Take care of that as well. But priority. How can this assist me in my akhirah? How can it be of benefit to me in the akhirah? So that's the second advice. First advice, do not become overexcited and jubilant over what Allah has given you to the point where that happiness leads to arrogance. Number two, your priority through that ni'mah and that bounty that Allah has given you with is betterment of my akhirah. How can I improve my akhirah through this which Allah has blessed me with? Number three, what's the third advice for every one of us? وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Do good to others through that bounty just as Allah has done good to you. Allah has given you that ni'mah. Allah has given you that bounty. In whichever form that bounty is, Allah was kind enough to allow you to have it. Allah deprived others of that bounty and that ni'mah. Allah has blessed you with that ni'mah. Now you be kind towards others by using that same ni'mah of yours. Use it on others just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you to enjoy it. That is the third advice. Wa ahsin, and do ihsan. Do good to others. Kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done good to you. Allah has favored you. Use that favor of Allah to improve the lives of others as well. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And the last advice that they offered to him, to Qarun, and an advice for every one of us, do not go about causing havoc in the land and causing mischief and corruption in the land through what Allah has given you. Don't use it now to go and to go and exceed the limits of Allah, break the commandments of Allah, extravagance in my weddings, extravagance in my walima, extravagance in the way I live my life. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't seek to bring about fasad in the land. Unnecessary expenses, unnecessary expenditure, all in the name of extravagance and ostentation. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love. So they offered these advices to him, these four advices. Number one, don't become so happy and excited that it creates within you a sense of superiority over others. Never do that. Number two is make your priority akhirah. Through what Allah has given you, how can I improve my akhirah? Whether it is a skill, whether it is knowledge, whether it is wealth, whether it is health, whatever it may be. Through this, how can I improve my akhirah? That's priority. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. You also have worldly needs, attend to it. Right? So that's the second advice. Third advice was أَحْسِن كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah favored you. Allah chose you to enjoy this bounty of His. Share it with others who do not have it. And the last advice that they offered to him was don't use this bounty to now disobey Allah. That's it. That's all we're asking you, O Qarun. Do that much. Do that much. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do with this ni'mah He has bestowed upon you. Qala, what was his reaction? Innama utituhu ala ilmin indi. Listen, I have been given all these treasures because of my knowledge. My knowledge. I have the skill of managing trade and industry. This is my hard work, my knowledge. I studied for years, I've worked for it, I've earned it. It was my acumen, my know-how, my ability. Don't tell me what to do with my money. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. This is my knowledge that I have. Allah gave me the knowledge of Torah. You don't have the knowledge of Torah. Allah gave me the knowledge of trade and industry. You don't have that knowledge. This is what I have earned through all of the knowledge, attributing the achievement to himself, entirely to himself. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns Qarun. Allah says, does he not know? أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونَ. That before him there were people who came in this world who were far more powerful than him, far more wealthier than him, far more stronger than him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah destroyed every one of them because of their haughtiness and because of attributing that achievement towards themselves. But look at the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. Look at Yusuf alayhi salam. He was the king. He was the king. He was ala khaza'in al-ard. The resources of Egypt were at his disposal. Yet, when his father came before him, and when his father saw at this great achievement he had acquired after 40 years, what did he say? He says, oh my father, Allah was kind to me. Allah was kind to me. Sulaiman alayhi salam, we know the kingdom that he had enjoyed, yet, what did he say? After all that, what did he say? He says, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala waliday. Oh Allah, I thank you for this ni'mah you have bestowed upon me and my parents. But what was his reaction? Innama utituhu ala ilm. Allah had nothing to do with this. It was all because of my knowledge. Allah says, we had destroyed many before him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains one occasion when he came out in all his pomp, all his glory. Allah says, فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَةِ. Allah says, once Qarun came out with his old entourage, and he came out in the people, in the community, فِي زِينَةِ, in all his embellishment and his adornment, and in all that riches and wealth that he had, he came out into the public. قَالَ الَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Those in the community who were desirous of worldly worldly comforts, when they saw this, they were impressed. And what did they say? Ya layta lana mithla ma utiya Qarun. How we wish that we had what Qarun had. That is what they had within their hearts. Oh wow, look at what he has. Can we not have that conveyance? Can we not have that home? Can we not have that profession? Can we not have that achievement? Can we not have that type of a promotion? And what did they say? إِنَّهُ لَذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ. Oh, really, he has been given much. He has been given a great share of this world. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ. The scholars amongst them said to these individuals, وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Listen, don't make this type of a statement. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, when you see somebody living a better life than you, look at the one who is below you, not the one who is above you. Don't aspire to have and desire to have what he has. Look at the one who does not have what you have. وَيْلَكُمْ. Listen, woe unto you. ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ. The reward that Allah has kept for you for making the patience and persevering the hunger and the poverty and the need, that thawab is better for you. Allah has it for you in akhirah, for the one who does acts of righteousness and piety. Allah says at the end, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَالِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what was the outcome of Qarun? Allah says, we sunk him into the ground. We caused him to sink into the ground, him and all his possessions. فَكَامَا كَانَ لَهُ مِنْ فِيَةٍ يَنْصُرُونَهُ. Allah says, there was no one to come to his assistance and to his help. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُنْتَصِرِينَ. And he could not even defend and help himself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us realize that he has given us bounties and ni'mat in this world as a test and a trial. While taking away something is a test, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us and blesses us with something, it is also a test. And let us learn from the lessons that we have, the four advices the people gave to Qarun, how we should treat every ni'mah and every bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon us. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.